Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And if you're a new listener, I pray that you will be blessed because my spirit is stirred. I'm so thrilled as I anticipate being able to share with you some powerful truths about an all-sufficient scripture that we have in the Bible. If we had no other scripture, it is one to strengthen us, to encourage us, to comfort us, and to build our faith. And I'm going to be sharing that with you in just a moment. But let's ask the Lord to touch our hearts that we can be open to receive personal revelation by the Holy Spirit for the truths that I'll be sharing, that they would impact our personal life, and we and the Holy Spirit would give revelation, understanding, and give us the strength, the grace to apply that to every situation in our lives. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, that scripture I'd like to share with you, I've entitled this message, The All-Sufficient Promise, found in Romans 8:28. And my Bible is the King James, so I'll share that from the King James Version of the Bible. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." Perhaps you might find that one of your favorite scriptures, because that's one I know I've always loved and leaned on, because even in the trials and the troubles that confront us as we go through our Christian walk, it is a great comfort to know that God promises certain things to us, for us, in this promise. Let me share the Amplified translation of Romans 8:28-30. "We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor," it's really interesting and a blessing to see how they amplify it. It's not just us, but God is a partner in our labor. We have that assurance. The statement, "all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose. For those whom He foreknew, of whom He was aware and loved beforehand, He also destined from the beginning," that was at before time began, "foreordaining them to be molded into the image of His Son and share inwardly His likeness, that He might," the Lord, "might become the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom He thus foreordained, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified, acquitted, made righteous, putting them into right standing with Himself. And those whom He justified, He also glorified, raising them to a heavenly dignity and condition or state of being." Praise God. Well, I'm going to go back. I'm sharing quite a bit of scripture, but in case you don't have your Bible, or if it's been a while since you read these passages, so we can have a comprehensive overview of what we're going to be sharing and what the Word is telling us through the Holy Spirit. I'll be reading verses 31 through the end of that chapter. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, speaking of the Father, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Oh, that's a message in itself. Verse 33 says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us, another beautiful passage, from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, verse 37, nay, Paul saying, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What magnificent promises, what depth of revelation God gave the Apostle Paul to share. So these verses I shared in the latter portion of that eighth chapter deals with the doctrine of our sanctification, the sanctification of the believer. And we, as believers in Christ Jesus, we have a steadfast and earnest goal. It should be as we mature in Christ and as we begin to understand the calling with which we've been called, we will understand it and claim that as our goal, but also we understand from what I've just shared that this is God's purpose and plan. So we have this earnest goal. We're pressing, as Paul said, to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We're called to be sanctified, to be conformed. What does that mean? It's simply to be like Jesus, to be conformed to the image of God's dear Son. And to discuss the goal of sanctification is pointless. Think about it. Unless we have a certainty and ability to reach that goal. Now, I know that many people get hung up on that. That this is the goal, but through constant failures, through effort, and then it seems like you keep falling again into the same temptation or trial. Well, beloved, what did the Apostle Paul say? Wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? The things I don't want to do, that's what I do. The things I want to do, I don't do them. So he expressed so clearly that even in the calling that he had, it was a continual test and trial to be conformed to the image of Jesus. But the thing is, we have to understand, lest the enemy bring such condemnation, such feelings of despair and lack of hope, and even, the enemy doesn't have to kick you around, you do it yourself. What he starts, you finish, right? That's not what Jesus wants. So we have to be confident that this high standard is something that's going to be reached. He's going to have what he wants. And the wonderful thing about this, it's not our ability. It is God working in us. One of the scriptures I have always loved is, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth thee. What concerns you? What are you wrestling with, God will give you the grace. He's going to, he who began a good work in you. What? Don't we all know that? Is faithful to complete it. Of course, he's going to do it. And sometimes we feel like we're kicking and screaming and not getting anywhere. Don't let the enemy disturbed you. In fact, right now, because I know some requests that have come in, I know it's something we all have wrestled with. Father, right now, I lift those who are struggling, those whom the enemy would bring a sense of discouragement and condemnation, that they're constantly falling short, and they seem to take two steps ahead and take three back. Father, we rebuke the lies of the enemy. And Father, right now, I'm praying that you will instill and stir them divine hope based on the incredible promise that is contained in that scripture of Romans 8:28. And Lord, as we listen and stay close to you, we'll understand and get a revelation with new hope, new faith, new strength that yes, God is going to do it. So, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. These verses I've shared with you, beloved, confirm our hope as believers. God provides us absolute certainty that such a work is possible. Why? And it's going to happen because it's not our working, but it's His. From the new birth, from the time you accepted Jesus and the Holy Spirit came to dwell in your spirit, from that time to its completion, what's the completion? In glorification, when we're with the Lord, this work is ultimately the Lord's, which we appropriate by faith. And so we're going to be looking this week at this promise that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. We're going to break it down. So if at all possible, I invite you to be with me. If you're not able to hear the broadcast live, you can go to our website, Unveil Christ, and click anytime on the broadcast for your convenience. I love you. I pray for you, my radio family, my UCM partners every day. I invite you to write if you have particular needs. If you feel that unction, you better obey the Holy Spirit because He has a purpose. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.